Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to some national surveys, 75% of Generation Z show little or no interest in working for manufacturers, and 70% of parents discourage manufacturing as a career. So where will a manufacturing state like ours get its workforce? Our next guest believes that video games are the answer. Tina Zwolinski is CEO and founder of Skills Gap, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Tina, welcome to the program.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Share with us the background here on Skills Gap, and it appears that this is born out of your larger company for which I interviewed you a couple years ago, I think.
That's right. We've been in advertising. I've had an ad agency for 25 years now, and actually started back in economic development at the Chamber of Commerce before I started that ad agency. And then on the consumer side, we've been marketing to generations, boomers, millennials, and then entered Gen Z. With marketing for economic development and the need for workforce has been a conversation all of those 25 years. And it was just kind of this, over the last couple of years, of why are we still having the same conversation of workforce and the challenge that economic development is really putting the effort into getting the workforce to come to them. And as we studied Gen Z and how they work and how they like to be marketed to and the things that they like to do, we could actually go to them on their phones and the way that they like to be marketed to and actually be proactive with high schoolers and middle schoolers and engage them earlier in skills development, specifically into manufacturing areas. The skills gap becomes a word of the past, and we have a qualified workforce ready to engage with for years to come.
And so what has developed here then with your company is a mobile gaming app that somehow entices this generation into wanting to take a stab at working for a factory?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we can, with the availability of jobs that are out there right now and being able to reach students in a fun way, the gaming industry, and you can imagine the growth of the gaming industry over the last year with all these students at home, the way the numbers are increasing of the amount of play, and then 48% of that gaming market is mobile focused. So if we can get to them where they are, 2.7 billion gamers in the world, and 60% of those are our target audience for workforce. If we're able to reach them in a fun way, and then the data that comes from that, Mike, allows us to be able to encourage them and allows industry to be able to engage with them through the game. And then that data, in return, helps economic development and education improve and be more competitive.
And so explain your business model then. Is this something that is being funded by the manufacturing industry, various companies, state education departments, technical colleges?
A little of all. It depends on the audience. Everything's customized to that partner that we engage with. We can work with the state and we can work with companies that have a larger workforce are in located in different areas, or it can be educational, school systems, K-12, and just out of K-12. But our real focus is being really proactive in that workforce pipeline. So that middle school, high school, just coming out of high school, that Gen Z audience that's entering the workforce right now through 2030, kind of this 10-year window of a generation that can move.
And so is the plan to hire developers in-house? Are you contracting out the work?
We are not going to contract out the work per se. We are working with developers that have worked on some of the AAA games and lots of mobile experience so that there's not any risk for any of our partners with us in a room building an app for the first time. So these are developers that have had all the experience with all of the games that all of their kids are playing right now. Keep it fun and engaging like the games that they're currently developing, but taking it in the angle that we're moving into skills development to, we call it the higher purpose, H-I-R-E, where we're able to take the same fun that they're having and move them into a workforce where they can be doing what they love with Industry 4.0 on the same tools.
Well, Tina, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Tina Zwolinski is CEO and founder of Skills Gap. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.